What was the reason for you to take this issue, that means free radio or independent non-commercial radio, to put that in focus, invite people to talk about that? What was the original reason for you to do that?
We wanted to recognize the importance of radio in Italy, because the conference was located at Monash University's Italian campus. We are very lucky. The university is located usually in Melbourne, Australia, but we do have a campus here in Prato in Tuscany. So having a theme that recognizes the importance of radio in Italy was obvious to us. We also thought that discussing free radio at a time of convergence of the media, which is, of course, what we're seeing in a digitized media world, was also significant and important. So the free radio movement of Italy became, or has become, an example of the importance of the medium and, you know, the role of radio in a contemporary media environment.
And especially in Italy, it's an interesting history of free radio because it was a really radical habit to found that, to use the media, this actual real-time media radio, also for political reasons. And at the same time, we have a very strange development in Italy to commercialize the media landscape. And so what do you think? You talked about the role of free radio in a time of diversion of the different types of media, but it's also a time of very hard political dissensus, not only in Italy, but in the whole Western world, I guess, a kind of backward orientated conservative politics, and on the other hand, straight or powerful movements from bottom up to, for example, to help refugees. What do you think? What could be the role of free media in a real active society? What is it for you?
I think it's never been more important than now, actually. And having a conference that focuses on radio has been really inspiring. We have heard from academics, from scholars around the world, talking about how radio, in so many different ways, have a very important role in terms of community radio, so grassroots radio, which we do find in different types across the world. But also we have heard from a European perspective, from the European Broadcasting Corporation, which of course, which of course represents the public service radio. We've heard discussions about the way that radio still maintains people's trust at a time when a lot of commercial media has lost that trust from people. We've seen a trend across most of Europe, except the only country really is the United Kingdom, where people's trust in media continues to increase. So I think for us, it's never been more important to recognize the role of radio as a medium for people to trust in. It's there's an honesty in it. You hear people's voice, like we're talking now, you and me. It's real. It's not fake news. So it's a very important medium at this time.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we also, in our free radio here in Halle, we also decided to do every, for example, every talk live and not pre-recorded, if possible, because of that. But it's also inside your radio conference, it's also discussed what, for example, art in radio could touch the practicing of broadcasting, for example. And that leads me to a question, maybe, because I ask myself all the time, is it possible to give signals from that free radio section to the public service, for example? What do you think, what could be also coming out of the scene for the public service, which is really from every, normally paid from everybody? So it's a kind of, it's actually, it should be the place for discussions and common topics independently. Sometimes is not, but what do you think? What kind of signals could come out of the free radio scene into the public service, for example?
Yes. So if you're talking about public service media, and I do recognize that this is very different in different countries, so it's a bit difficult to talk about it as a unified thing. But if I can just give you one example of Australia, for example, where we have the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, we have seen them reach out to communities a lot more. And we've seen this across many public service organisations. They've understood that they need to connect more with communities. We see, as I said, in Australia, the ABC has a person whose job it is to be the engagement officer, or they have a department that is now called audience and engagement. So there's a recognition that in a media environment that is so competitive and so fragmented, the public service broadcasters really do need to listen to people and to provide ordinary people opportunities to have their voices heard. I mean, that is the strength of radio. As you said, you do try to do your programming live because of the reasons that it provides a kind of safeguard for truth, or for realness and for liveness, mm-hmm. and authenticity, and it allows people's own voices to be heard, and I think that's very important.
There's a new recommendation from Strasbourg for all European countries to support the community media section. For example, the head of the UNESCO chair for community media or community radio, Vinod Pavarella from Hyderabad in India, is really supporting inside India this grassroots community media, but it's he also describes the situation all over the world. It's very often not really supported by money, so to build up an infrastructure which allows a lot of people to use that and really to discuss things, and also technically sometimes it seems to be very difficult. How is the situation in Australia, for example? Is there really governmental support for that kind of, for the third section of media?
No, well, not enough, unfortunately. Particularly when it comes to community radio, it is something that is driven by grassroots, and they have to work very, very hard to get funding and to get support for what they're wanting to do. I think maybe one of the reasons that radio, not just community radio, but also public service radio, sometimes have a hard time to argue the case for their value is because we do take radio for granted. We discuss this as academics It's a relatively small field. We do, you know, it's been growing a lot as a field of study. But people do tend to take radio for granted. It's a friend that is in your kitchen. You listen to radio in the car. It's kind of part of our everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we also have to remind ourselves and remind the listeners of the importance on radio, and it's not something that we can just take for granted. It does require funding. It does require proper support.
Mm. Somebody's not starting a radio conference about free radio without a kind of aim. Do you think is there also some results coming out of the conference, maybe today in the end, which is really transportable to to the different authorities? I mean, not only in the scientific way to research the field landscape of community media, but also to give a kind of, for example, I don't know, advice.
Oh, I'm so glad that you should say this, and it's a reminder that we probably should be better at talking directly outside our conference and our group. Individual scholars do obviously try to make sure that their work, their study, their findings are shared with the public in a way that makes for real impact.
Mm.
I don't know that as a conference that we've really thought about or had a tradition of kind of directly lobbying or speaking out on behalf of a group of academics. I think that's a great idea. I think maybe that's something that we should be considering. So, you know, I will take that to my colleagues today as we do the last day.
Yeah, but it's also possible to listen to parts of the conference via live stream. Professor Mia Lindgren war das, die genau diese Radiokonferenz ins Leben gerufen hat, an der Monash University, und das Ganze in Italien, vielleicht dem Land, dem Ursprungsland des freien Radios in Europa überhaupt. Darüber haben wir hier bei Radio Coax schon öfter gesprochen. Wenn Sie sich das Programm mal angucken wollen, dann gehen Sie einfach auf radioconference2018.com, also Radiokonferenz mit, ne, Englisch geschrieben und dann gleich die Jahreszahl dran, .com. Da finden Sie das ganze Programm und auch Links zum Hören.